Message four.
The Bible, God's will.
Amen. Sweet will of God. Okay, let's have this section. You stand up and read the first verse. Your brothers read the second verse. And this section, stand and read the third verse. We'll read the first three verses, and then I'll say something about it. Go ahead.
Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
Do you understand what the will of the Lord is? If not, you're foolish. Okay, brothers, verse 2.
Behold, I have come to do your will, O God.
Okay. Can you say that to the Lord? Behold, Lord, I have come to do your will. This is the word of the Lord Jesus, particularly related to his incarnation. It is coming from the heaven to the earth. Okay, this section.
All scripture is God-breathed and profitable for teaching, for conviction, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Very good. Read the last verse again, verse 17, which is that the man, okay?
That the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work.
Okay. This verse tells us that the scripture is to get a man of God complete. Complete. These three verses have to do with God's will. In the beginning of the book of Ephesians, the Apostle Paul talked a lot about God's will. He told us how the Father chose us before the foundation of the world, and he predestinated us unto sonship. Unto sonship. According to the good pleasure of his will. This thought is the center of what we want to talk about this morning. What is God's will? Well, what school to go to, what this, that, who to marry, what job to take, all these things we think of God's will. Actually, God's will is so broad and vast and immense that there's no way we could cover it in one meeting. But I would like to suggest that the center of God's will is focused in the fact that he has chosen us and predestinated us unto sonship. And sonship is intimately related with the phrase, the man of God, a man of God. The Apostle John, in his epistle, tells us that there are the children of God and there are the children of the devil. Two kinds of children in this world. When we are born of God, when we are born again and believe into him, we become children of God. And we had the verses, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the world, that you may grow. That you may grow to maturity. The mature child of God is a son. Sonship is a big word, and I don't have time this morning. Sonship means a child who has grown up into maturity and can be entrusted with his father's business. This is, in another way of putting it, that the man of God may be complete. It doesn't say child of God. A man is full grown, mature. The scripture, the Bible, is so that we who are born of God, who are the children of God, will grow up to be the sons of God, even to be a complete man of God, fully equipped, fully prepared to carry out the Father's business. That's God's will. That's the center of the active part of his will today. Let me say that again. That's the center of the activity even of God today. You know, all God's work today is focused in man. And he chose us, and he predestinated us, and now it is his will that we should mature to be a man of God, complete, fully equipped. When the Lord Jesus came to this earth, Hebrews 10 tells us, he said this, "Behold, I have come to do your will, O God." Now, many aspects to the carrying out of that will, but the first aspect is, listen, in eternity, there is the triune God, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, the three-one God. The three-one God. And in the Father's heart is a good pleasure. He has a heart's desire. He has a purpose. He has something that he wants. What does he want? He wants to have a reproduction of himself in man. He wants God to be reproduced in man. And when the Lord Jesus came, he was God, the triune God. You know, when I was young and people tried to explain the Trinity, I got the idea that, okay, you got the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and then one-third comes down to be incarnated. That's not true. The Father desired something. He desired something in man. And in order to get it, he sent his Son, on the one hand, he sent him, but he came with him by the Spirit. The triune God came in the person of the Son to join God to man and to find out whether it's possible for a man on the earth to live by God. All the thousands of years of human history up to that point, however many they were, nobody, no man on earth could live by God. Or not, I shouldn't say could. No man on earth lived by God. God created Adam for that purpose. Right away, Adam fell. He chose another source for his life, an independent source, actually a source joined to the rebellion of Satan. So all mankind has lived joined to the rebellion of Satan. And then the Lord Jesus came. I came. Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. Here is a man who said, I come to bring God into man and to bring man back into God. That's God's will.